This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Pastor Hans Overdoon speaking. The following message is by Pastor C. Prompt, the former radio minister who kindly agreed to give some messages while I'm on vacation.
The Apostle Paul says in Romans 15, verse 4, "Whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope." That is certainly true of the story of Bartimaeus, recorded in Mark 10, verses 46 through 52. Let us read that story a moment. "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, 'Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee.' And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, 'What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?' The blind man said unto him, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.' And Jesus said unto him, 'Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole.' And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way." The healing of the blind beggar is intended to encourage sinners of all times and places. For just as Jesus restored sight to this poor wretch, so he is able and willing to open the blind eyes of our soul. Whether Bartimaeus was born blind or lost his sight later in life, we are not told. All we read is that when Jesus was leaving Jericho, surrounded by a big crowd, blind Bartimaeus sat by the road begging. So Bartimaeus had two problems. He was blind and he was poor. That was bad, especially in those days, when there was no social security or welfare benefits. Bartimaeus was at the mercy of people. All he could do was beg for a living. What a pity. Yet we should realize that what Bartimaeus was in a literal physical sense, we all are in a spiritual sense. Blindness and poverty is our common lot until Jesus visits us in love and grace. This is what happens in our story too. Jesus visits poor blind Bartimaeus and delivers him from his misery. And he came at a time when Bartimaeus did not expect it. The poor man had been sitting there by the roadside many times already, and nothing had ever happened. He had no doubt heard of Jesus. How interested he must have been in the stories about Jesus healing the sick, especially the reports of his restoring sight to blind people like himself. And I'm sure that he must have said to himself, "Oh, that Jesus would also come to Jericho and stop by me." Well, there came a day when this desire was granted in a most surprising and wonderful way. While Bartimaeus was sitting there in his usual spot, alone with his thoughts, he suddenly heard noises. It sounded like a crowd of people coming towards him. Wondering what the commotion was all about, he asked someone and was told that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. At once he begins to shout, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." This shows that Bartimaeus understood who Jesus was and that he believed in him. Why? Well, because every Jew knew that the Messiah they were expecting would be the great son of David. By calling him by that name or title, therefore, shows that Bartimaeus recognized Jesus of Nazareth as the one God had sent into the world to heal the sick and to open the eyes of the blind, among other things. Bartimaeus therefore seizes his once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. "Have mercy upon me," he cries. Sinner, have you ever cried to Jesus like that blind beggar here? You have heard of Jesus too. Most likely you know much more about the Christ than Bartimaeus did. You know that he is able and willing to save sinners. Well, have you applied to him for your salvation? That's what it has to come to in our life. All who are saved learn to cry for mercy as poor blind sinners. But when a sinner first realizes his need of Christ and begins to pray to him, there are usually obstacles in the way. As soon as Bartimaeus cries to Jesus for help, the people surrounding the Savior get annoyed. They are listening to Jesus' sermon, and here they are distracted by this wretched beggar and his loud voice. "Man, keep quiet," they say. "Jesus is busy." But Bartimaeus won't be silenced that easily. It says he cried the more, a great deal, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Do you know what that is? To see your need of Jesus and to cry to him. Oh, what objections there can be at such times. Satan is there with his whispering, "Don't bother the Lord. He won't look at the likes of you. He's got better things to do than listen to a hypocrite like you." And Satan is right. You are a sinner, and you don't deserve any favors of the Lord. Yet where the need is real and felt, nothing can stop a seeking soul. "I must have Jesus or else I will perish," such a person will say. "Therefore, Lord, help me, save me, have mercy on me." Blessed you are if this is true of you, my friend. If in spite of your sins and your unworthiness, you still cling to the Lord and his promises. What promises, you ask? Well, this one, for instance: "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Or, "Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out." Bartimaeus knew that only Christ could help him, and so he cried as loudly as he could. He had to be louder than those people with Jesus who were telling him to keep quiet. He had to get Jesus' attention. But alas, all his shouting did not seem to do any good. Jesus did not notice him. He did not pay any attention to this poor blind beggar. So it seemed anyway. "See," the people may well have said, "he's not listening to you. You're wasting your breath. Keep your mouth shut." Oh, how this can discourage someone who has begun to seek Jesus. You cry, but the Lord does not seem to hear. He does not answer you, not with one word. And then you start wondering, is my prayer sincere? Am I honest in every way? Do I come with the right frame of mind, the right attitude of heart? Bartimaeus may well have asked himself the same questions. Who was he that the Lord should look at him? Yet he could not give up, and that shows his faith was real. That shows the Lord was working in his heart. Yes, without his knowing it, the Lord Jesus was drawing Bartimaeus to himself. For even though he seemed not to notice the poor man, Jesus was aware of him all right. I will put it even stronger. Jesus recognized this beggar as one of his elect. "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me," Jesus knew. And here came one of those whom the Father had given to his Son already in eternity. Yes, Bartimaeus had been chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. Not that Bartimaeus knew this at the time. He did not say, "I am coming to Christ because I belong to God's chosen ones." No, rather, he cried to Jesus because he needed him. He was convinced that he was able to restore his eyesight. It is no different with us today. The evidence that we belong to God's elect consists in our realizing that we are sinners and in our fleeing to Christ for salvation. In this way, Christ becomes for us the mirror of election, John Calvin says. Then our faith may be tried, but it is also rewarded. Bartimaeus did not get an immediate reply, but the Lord did answer him when it was his time. We read in verse 49, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." How happy Bartimaeus must have been to hear this. Jesus is calling you. He wants to talk to you. And then Bartimaeus jumps to his feet and runs toward the Savior. Throwing off his garment, lest it should restrict his movements, he obeys the call as fast as possible. And then Jesus begins to speak. "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Now what would you say if this question was put to you? That your sins would be forgiven? That you might live a God-glorifying life and be an instrument for good in the world around you? Be honest now. Would that be your request? I'm afraid that most people prefer other things. Good health, a long life, a good income, maybe winning a lottery. I hope your answer will be, Lord, I need thee. I need thy salvation. I need deliverance from my sins. I need the power of thy Holy Spirit to fight against temptations. Bartimaeus said, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Maybe someone will say, was Bartimaeus then only concerned about his physical need? The answer is no. Read the rest of the story and you will see that Bartimaeus had more than a faith in the miracle-working power of Christ. As he followed the Savior to Jerusalem, that is, to the cross, he undoubtedly came to see his need of Christ as Savior from sin as well. The healing of Bartimaeus, however, serves as an illustration of what we all need as sinners, namely the opening of our eyes in a spiritual sense. Do you realize, sinner, that you are blind and poor, yes, wretched and miserable by nature, lost and on the way to hell? Do you understand that the whole purpose of this story of Bartimaeus is to show you that you need Christ? That is the purpose of the whole Bible. The Apostle John writes, these things are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Notice that Jesus heard Bartimaeus' cry and helped him. So he will help you, sinner, whoever you may be. Oh, if only Christ were still on earth somewhere, I hear someone sigh. Then I could go to him and present my case to him. But friend, you are mistaken. True, our Lord Jesus Christ is no longer here in the physical sense, but that does not mean that you can't go to him anymore. He is still very accessible. He is everywhere present in his spirit. Yes, he is as close to you as your breath, as your desires and your prayers. Only breathe this simple prayer to him, Lord Jesus, open my eyes that I may see what a sinner I am and how much I need thee. Just as I am, poor, wretched, blind, sight, riches, healing of the mind, yes, all I need in thee to find, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. If this is your prayer, you will also hear the Savior say what he said to Bartimaeus, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And then it will also be true in your case. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Amen.
The preceding message is available in printed form. Write to the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9790 Carlton Street, Chilliwack, B.C. Postal code V2P6E3. I repeat, the Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9790 Carlton Street, Chilliwack, B.C. V2P6E3. You can also find us on the website at www.frcna.org. Thank you for listening.